I hope you got your taxes done in time, but if you didn't, maybe you can get an extension. I don't know much about that, but the guys at TaxTech sure do. They have a fully qualified staff who do a great job. Not only do they prepare tax returns, they do small business consulting, payroll, and accounting. Give them a call at 859-233-1920. Tell them you heard it on Love and Life. That's TaxTech, 501 Darby Creek Road, Suite Number 5, Lexington, 859-233-1920.
Friends, it's been a long, hard winter, and you've been thinking we really need to replace the windows in this old drafty home of ours. Give our friends at Thermal Pro Home Improvements a call. They do roofing, siding, windows, gutters. They'll do a great job for you at a real good price. That's our friends at Thermal Pro Home Improvement. The phone number is 548-9390. That's 548-9390.
Tell me of an unclouded day. Ben, I'm looking forward to being there on that
Amen.
Day, that unclouded day when Jesus comes back. Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the skies. Oh, they tell me of a home far away. I've got a home over there.
Mm-hmm.
And looking forward to it. You know, I've got a home here, but nothing compared to
Amen.
What I've got over there. And I won't even have to pay the electric bill when mm-hmm. I get there. That'd be a wonderful thing because Jesus will be the light of that city. Won't be no need of no electricity or anything there.
You know, Brother Curtis, I know you were there when Dan Boha was up in Lexington not long ago.
Yeah, Lafayette Church of the Nazarene, what a great time we had.
And he preached from the 14th chapter of John, you
yes,
remember?
Yes, sir.
In my Father's house are many mansions. And I had never really studied that out in the Greek. But he said that really should say, in my Father's realm. Where my
In my
father
Father's
is.
Realm. I remember him saying that.
And so when you start thinking about that, being in the presence of Almighty God, and that mansion would just be in His presence. You know, I can't even begin to grasp that. I wish I could re-preach the message that He preached.
Yeah.
But you're talking about that unclouded day, the excitement is there. The good thing, though, for me is that is we'll call it the frosting on the cake. Because here we are already in the presence of Almighty God.
Amen.
If you're a Christian, I've heard people say, well, I know the Lord is here. They go to church. I know the Lord's here because I brought Him with me. I got news for you. He was already there. He fills both heaven and earth. But sometimes we allow circumstances, we allow things to get in our way, and we're just not aware of His presence. So my prayer is, Lord, make us aware of Your presence because I know He's already there. Go ahead, Brother
Curtis. Hallelujah. I was just thinking while you was talking, 93.3 here, that I listened to the music that they play, And they've got a song right now that they're playing called Living at Home in the Presence of Jesus.
Amen.
And I like that one. I don't know who sings that. Maybe I should have had him cue that up and play it. Brad, if you're sitting in there, maybe you can find that. I don't know who plays that. Maybe we'll play that here in a little bit.
We might just close out with that one.
Yeah, that'd be good. Well, if you got your Bible, and I hope you do, you're going to need it today. We're going to look at several scriptures, and I hope you'll follow along with us. First of all, I want you to know a couple of things. Number one, that we've got to get to the truth if we're ever going to see anything happen for God's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to see God do anything in your life, you're going to have to get to the truth about where your life really is. Where are you right now in your life, in your walk with the Lord, even in your daily walk and your daily routine, just your daily living? How's things going for you? You know, Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse number 11 says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and hope to give you a future. God wants you. Now, when he says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, I looked that up in some other translations, and I found a couple of translations that translate it and says, I know the plans.
Mm-hmm.
I know the plans that I have to you. Did you know today, and do you really understand that God has a plan for your life? God has a plan for how he wants things to go in your life. He wants you to find, you see, I've heard people say something like this, well, I'm trying to find myself. You don't find yourself. What you do is find what God has for you. You discover your assignment here on earth. You don't make your assignment. You discover your assignment. What abilities has God put within you? What things has God put within you to help others and the kind of abilities that you have and the kind of talents that you have? And so you want to look at those things to discover your assignment. Probably if you don't like kids, you're not called to children's ministry.
Probably not.
If you can't sing or play an instrument, you're probably not called to the music ministry. I know a lot of people that think they are, but oh, I better not say that. I get in trouble right here on the radio. But anyway.
Brother Curtis, one of my pet peeves is to see a group get up in church and say, now we ain't no singers. I said, well, why don't you sit down and let the singers get up there?
Absolutely. Or they'll say something like this. Now, we don't practice or anything. We just sing for the Lord. Well, I think if you're going to sing for the Lord, you ought to practice more.
Well, that's dishonoring to God if you're not practicing the gift he's given you.
Absolutely.
It's like a preacher. And I've heard some of this, too. A preacher get up to preach, and he's not even studied. He's not prepared. I remember going to a church a few years ago. The pastor got up on Sunday morning. He said, I got up early this morning to try to figure out what to preach on today.
I thought
you should have been working on that last Monday, not Sunday morning.
Absolutely.
You know? One pastor, somebody asked him, well, how do you get your message together? He said, I just get up in the pulpit and fool around until I get a hold of something. This guy said, that's the problem. It's too much fooling around in the pulpit.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Go ahead. Sorry to say I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I guess I did. So.
I want to just tell you today that God knows the plans. Let me ask you this, and I've already told you now, until we get to the truth, you know, the writer in John, I think it was, wrote and said, the truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It's when you get to the truth. You know, we talk to people a lot of times when we go to church on Sunday mornings or Sunday night or Wednesday night, and we'll go and we'll shake somebody's hand. How you doing? Oh, I'm doing fine. And all the time, they're not doing fine. They've got all kinds of stuff going on. They need prayer. They need a touch from the Lord. They need something from God. They need to get their life straightened out, but they'll just say, well, I'm fine. But until we get to the truth, until we get to the truth. So let me ask you today, as you're listening to this program, you've had a plan for your life. How is that plan working out for you?
Mm-hmm.
How's things working out for you? And I'm going to talk over the next few weeks. I'm not sure when, but sometime in the next few weeks about the plans that God has for different areas of your life. But today I want to talk about one plan that God has for you, and that is the plan for you to multiply. for you to multiply, for you to increase. God wants you to increase, my friend. He does not want you to stay where you are. I've heard people say something like this. They'll say, well, God loves you just as you are. And that's a true statement. God does love you where you are, but he loves you too much to leave you there.
Amen.
He will not leave you where you are. He'll start you on a journey that leads toward home. He'll start you on a journey that leads toward happiness and joy and peace and love that you've never experienced before. He'll lead you on that journey, my friend, and he'll take you all the way to the completion of it, because he who has began a good work in you is faithful to complete it unto that day. I'm telling you, God has a wonderful plan for your life, and one of the plans he has is for you to increase. Now, I'm going to show you some scriptures, and I want you to turn there with us. Now, the first one you can find pretty easy. It's in Genesis chapter 1. And in Genesis chapter 1, we'll see where God gives a command to the man that he's made. In verse number 27, I'll start reading. We'll read 27 and 28. It says, so God created man in his own image. Now, what's he talking about when he says create man in his own image? Well, first of all, you got to realize that God is a spirit, and those who worship him in spirit must worship him in spirit and in truth. Man also is a spirit being.
Amen.
God is also a three-part being. He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Just like God is a three-part being, so man is also a three-part being. He is spirit, soul, and body. Now, the soul, you've heard me teach on this before, the soul is also three parts. It is the mind, the will, and the emotions of man. And so we see where man's a three-part being, God's a three-part being, and we were created in his image. And so it says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And I'm not going to talk. I could talk some stuff about
guess.
I'm not going to. I'm just going to kind of let that slide on by. I'll let you use your imagination on that. And verse number 28. God blessed them. Oh, I like that. Did you understand that it's God's will to bless you?
Amen.
God wants to bless you and not curse you. He wants to give you a hope and a future. God wants you to increase more and more. He says in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
Amen.
I know here just last week, me and Ben get together with another fellow, Brother Norman Colvin. Give a shout out to him, piano tuner friend of ours. And we get together on Saturday nights at 5 o'clock, and we have a little Bible study and pray together. And Brother Ben was doing the Bible study, and he was talking about it's God's will to prosper you and how much that the Bible talks about prospering.
Mm-hmm.
God wants to prosper you. God wants to bless you. And I know a lot of people that have a religious spirit, they'll say, well, that's spiritual blessings. No, that's more than spiritual blessings. If you remember when the disciples was talking to Jesus, they said, we've left everything to follow you. And Jesus looked back at them and he said, anybody that has left father or mother or brother or sister or houses or lands shall receive, I'm not familiar, I'm quoting this off the top of my head. He says he'll receive twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
I think's what it says. I'm not positive about that. But well, I think he says
Job
he'll.
Job did.
Huh?
Job received twice as much.
He said he'll receive. And then he says, in this life, in this life, you'll receive it. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to receive it. God wants you blessed right now. And so it says God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful. Oh, I like that. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God gave man dominion, and he blessed him and told him, he said, you subdue the earth, you replenish the earth. Listen, you are not going to outgrow this earth. If you believe that, then you believe God was short-sighted and didn't know what he was talking about and didn't know what he was doing. God knew exactly what he was talking about, and he knew exactly what he was doing. He knew how many people was going to be on this earth. He knew it could sustain them. Lord, we've got more resources to sustain more people than you ever dreamed was possible in this world, but I'm telling you, the wrong people are in charge of them, and that's why we have the lack that we have now, because the wrong people are in charge. Mm-hmm. We need to get the right people in charge, and we'd find out that God's blessed this world abundantly. But let's get back. He says, be fruitful. Now, what does that mean, to be fruitful? It means to enjoy life and to increase. Mm-hmm. If you have a fruit tree, you would say, my fruit tree is bearing much fruit, then your fruit tree would be fruitful. And then he says, and multiply. Multiply. I like that. God don't say just to add. He says to multiply. Now, there are many, many scriptures where God tells man to multiply. He tells him over and over, and we're going to look at some of those today, but I want you to know, isn't it interesting that he said he made male and female, created him them, and then he says multiply. Did you know that one can't multiply? If you take one times anything, it's just the same thing. One times five is five. One times 10 is 10. One can't multiply. But when you put two together, as in a husband and a wife, when you put them together the way God did, then you've got two. Now, two times five is 10. It's not just five. Mm-hmm. Two times 10 is 20, not just 10. See, it makes a whole lot of difference when you have two, because two can multiply. And God wants us to multiply. Now, we've kind of got a hold of that in the physical realm with husband mm-hmm. and wife. We've multiplied, and we have children and multiply upon the earth. We've replenished the earth pretty good, and we're doing pretty good with that. But let me ask you about some other areas of your life. How about your marriage? Is it multiplying? How about, I'll tell you what, let's talk about this for a minute. How about we start at the house of God, because the scripture tells us that now's the time when judgment must begin at the church of God, or at the house of God. Mm-hmm. My friend, let me ask you, at the church where you're going, is it multiplying? Is it going forward? Mm-hmm. Is it seeing things happen for the Lord? Are you seeing the miracles of the Lord take place? Are you seeing the blessing of the Lord come down? Or you just got my two and my three and no more, and you're just sitting there with the same old bunch every week, nothing happening, no soul saved, nobody baptized, nobody doing anything, but you're just sitting there, my friend, mm-hmm. and it's kind of boring to even go. You don't Amen. Even know why you do go anymore, but we ought to go to a house of God where there's blessings coming down, where they're being fruitful in the house, where they're multiplying in the house, and we ought to see great things done. Do you remember the feast when the goodman called for the feast, the marriage? He said, go out in the highways and byways and compel people to come in, that my house may be full. God wants his house full, my friend. Mm-hmm. Everywhere that Jesus went, there was a big crowd. There was always a crowd around Jesus. Everywhere, there was always multitude, thousands upon thousands. And I know the one time he fed 5,000 men besides women and children. But everywhere Jesus went, there was a crowd that gathered uh-huh. around him.
Man.
And now we've got so many churches. Come on now, judgment must begin at the house of God. Uh-huh. How's your house of God doing today? How are you doing on working for the Lord? How are you doing on seeing things happen for God? How are you doing on seeing the miracles take place? How are you doing on seeing the dead raised? How are you doing on seeing the sick healed, my friend? How are you doing on these things? When's the last time you've seen any of that happen in your church? We need to be fruitful and multiply in the things of the Lord. And so God told Adam and Eve, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Well, I kind of got into preaching more than teaching there for
that's
just
okay.
a minute, Brother
that's
Ben.
Okay.
Give me a minute to catch my breath. You got anything?
Well, you're talking about being fruitful, and you mentioned a lot of things about it. In Galatians, he says, the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Ask yourself a question. How is your love? Are you exhibiting love for everyone, not just for those who love you? Jesus said even sinners love one another.
Absolutely.
He tells us to even love our enemies. And I've preached a series on that a few years ago. And, you know, I have no problem loving God because, you know, we love him because he first loved us. I have no problem loving my family, although some of them are too much like me, and it makes it a little bit hard sometimes. And I can deal with that pretty well. But then he says, love your enemies. And that's
a little harder.
Well, you know, when I talk about the national enemies, you know, whoever the enemies, the Taliban or ISIS or whoever the group is that we're going to hate this week, you know, you see that on the news. I say, oh, I love those guys. I don't know any of them. You know, that's not personal. But when he's talking about my personal enemies, I'm talking about those people who have hugged my neck and told me how much they love me, and then they turn right around and talk about me behind my back and lie on me. I remember several years ago, I told somebody, I said, I haven't had time to do all the things I've been accused of. And so it's harder to love those people. But Paul says the fruit of the Spirit is love. And when you think about Paul, the things that he went through, if he could still love his enemies, I mean, he was beaten and run out of almost every town that he went into. He was put in prison, eventually got his head chopped off. And yet he says, love, 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 love is the fruit of the Spirit. But that's just the beginning of it. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. You know, here's a man who's in prison. And in the book of Philippians, he wrote from prison. He talks about joy all the way through that. Peace. How can you be at peace as a guy that's got you chained up? I'm at peace, you know. Forbearance or you know, kindness, gentleness, long-suffering, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And he says, against such things there is no law. He's writing to the Galatians church. They were getting legalistic. And he's talking about some of the things going on there. Are we multiplying? Are we bearing these fruits that he's talking about? Back up in verse 16, that's Galatians chapter 5. He says, I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. And then he goes on to say the acts of the flesh, it's obvious, and he says that they're obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, adultery and witchcraft, hatred, discord. Ooh, discord. You mean like if I stir up problems in church, I create discord among the brethren?
Oh, yeah, and God hates that. That's one of the things that God hates.
He that sows discord among the brethren. Jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Absolutely.
But then he goes on to talk about the fruit of the Spirit. Are you multiplying in the fruit of the Spirit? A tree sheds its fruit. I mean, we used to have apple trees. You know what? I got a lot more than one apple off each tree.
Oh, yeah.
If I didn't, I would have cut the thing down. Go ahead, Brother Curtis.
Amen. I want to draw your attention to a passage of Scripture over in Matthew chapter 25 where it talks about people. It actually talks about people who multiply, and it talks about people who don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God has something to say about people who don't, and it's kind of a disturbing thing. But if you go over to Matthew chapter 25, and I hope you'll take your Bible and turn there with me, but start reading at verse number 14. It says, for the kingdom of heaven, or God's way of doing things, is like a man. He says, God's way of doing things is like this. It's as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods or his living. And unto one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway he took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents, when he went and traded with the same, and made him 5 talents more. And the one likewise that had received 2 talents, he also gained 2 more. But he that had received the one went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of that servant, those servants, cometh again and reckoneth with him. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought another 5, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. And his Lord said unto him, well done. You were fruitful and multiplied. Mm-hmm. You have been good and a faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. There's that multiplication. When we are fruitful and multiplying what God gave us. Now, let's go on, because we're going to see what happens a little bit on down through here.
That does it for part one of today's message, but make sure to tune in at this same time next week for part two, when Curtis finishes his message on God wants you to be fruitful and multiply.
We want to thank those of you who support us financially and prayerfully. We have a special offer for you. For those who would give a donation of $20 to the ministry, we have a CD of the Love and Life Trio, and you've heard the song No Fire in the Pulpit on there. And there's other songs on there that you'll be hearing. But for everyone who give a $20 donation, we have that CD for you that we'll get out to you. And then also, if you don't want the CD, I've also written a book about long life, longevity. How long are we supposed to live? Have you ever heard somebody say something like this? Well, you never know when your time's up. When your time's up, your time's up. Can I tell you that that's not biblical, and the Bible does have something to say about it? You ask people, how long is man supposed to live? And they'll say, well, 60 to 70 years. Can I tell you that's not what the Bible says? It is in there, but that's not a reference to what God says about how long we're supposed to live. And so I sat down and did a one-year study on longevity according to what the Bible says. And so I wrote a little 50-page book on it. And if you'll give a $20 donation, you can get the book. You can have the CD or the book. But if you want both, for a $30 donation, we give you both of those and get them out in the mail to you. Thank you once again for your financial and prayerful support. Thanks for listening to this segment of Love and Life, sponsored by Loving Life Ministries. We are available for concerts, revivals, special services, or maybe your pastor just needs a day off. Just give us a call at 859-396-9430. Or if this program has been a blessing to you, drop us a card or a letter to Love and Life, Post Office Box 977, Nicholasville, Kentucky. That's Love and Life at Post Office Box 977, Nicholasville, Kentucky, 40356. We do appreciate your prayers and financial support for this ministry.
I'm TJ Matthews, and your Central Kentucky forecast is brought to you in part by eBusinessReportLexington.com, free resources to help you grow your business. For today, sunny skies, high upper 80s, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, low down to 63 with a light south breeze. Tomorrow, Sunday, mostly sunny, not as warm, high 85. Southwest winds gusting to 25 miles per hour. There's your forecast from the WeatherBug Center at 770 AM and 93.3 FM, The Eagle.
I'm Heather Clary with your Better Business Bureau. As more consumers turn to the internet to find pets, more scams are popping up. Victims see the perfect furry friend advertised online and are asked to send money up front. They later find there is no pet. Don't buy a pet without seeing it in person. Search the pet's photo on the internet. If the same picture appears on multiple sites, it could be a fraud. Never pay a stranger with a money order or reloadable cards. If someone advertises a purebred dog for free or deeply discounted, watch out. Learn more at bbb.org.
WCGW, Nicholasville, The Eagle 93.3 FM and 770 AM, a Christian Broadcasting System station.
The following program is sponsored by Focus on the Family.
Welcome to Focus on the Family's weekend broadcast. We hope the following program will challenge you and encourage you in your faith journey.
She and Frank are at wit's end, so I told Marjorie we'd have them over Tuesday night to talk about Bruce. Mm-hmm. That is, if you think